So 12 minutes to 10. Yesterday we got talking about St Kilda, of course, playing Carlton, because, Greg, you made the point that the first year they played there, there was something like 22,000 turned up. Last year there was around about 13,000 or 14,000, even though the weather was very, very poor last year. We've got to admit that. But it looks like they're only sort of looking at maybe another 12,000 turning up for the game on Saturday. So Michael Netterfold, the former CEO of St Kilda Football Club, has recently been appointed to the board as a member of the AFL New Zealand board, and he's been good enough to join us. G'day, Michael.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good, and Greg's with us today as well.
G'day, Michael. Hey, Michael, what is AFL-NZ?
It's essentially a standalone entity, Greg. So, and I heard Kevin and Johnny Ralph talking about it yesterday and about funding and AFL commitment to it. But I just thought it was important that the incredible work that Rob Vance and his executive team have done over New Zealand was fully recognised, because there's been some really strong initiatives that are seeing some great outcomes over there at the moment.
Well, how can you say that when we're expecting a crowd of 11,000?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the numbers are, Greg. I'm not involved at that level, but that doesn't sound consistent with what I have heard recently.
Okay.
So I think it'll be, it sounds to me from what I'm hearing, it'll be better than that, but I don't know exactly what that number would be, Greg, at this point.
Michael, St Kilda playing games in Wellington, is that just purely financial?
Look, there was a couple of elements to it. It was certainly from a commercial perspective, it had a strong financial element to it, Kevin.
Yeah.
The financial outcomes for St Kilda were quite compelling. So we had strong funding from Wellington Council. We had support of AFL. We had good corporate support, and we also had a clean stadium. So all advertising and gate receipts and those sort of things all came through to what was a pretty strong gross position for the Saints.
No,
but
I can understand.
But
what other
advantage would there be if it wasn't financial? I mean, what can you tell us? You can gather we're sort of still. I think the deal goes to 2018, but Kevin and I are looking at each other thinking, why are we playing there?
Well, no, they're playing there because financially, I would have thought, yeah, Michael, like Richmond playing in Cairns and other clubs playing in Alice Springs.
It's got to be purely financial.
And in Darwin,
surely.
It's financial. But, we hear a lot about AFL football and obviously AFL New Zealand with the development of the game there. Can you bring us up to speed what sort of interest there is in the game?
Well, you would have heard about the incredibly successful Kiwi Kick program, which is a school-based program, has grown from about 300 kids involved about 3 or 4 years ago to over 30,000 plus now. And that's been an incredibly successful initiative from AFL New Zealand. So you've got that demand at the participation level. You've got a thriving domestic competition over there. You've got a national team. You've got a talent pathway that's getting more traction all the time, so that's interesting. And that talent pathway, Kevin and Greg, is athlete funded, so it's not something that's AFL funded. The Kiwi Kick program in New Zealand is government funded, New Zealand government funded. So there's some substantial initiatives in that marketplace that are just giving children options at a sporting level in school programs. And the AFL guys have done a great job to position that the way they have.
Well, look, I think that's marvellous if there's 30,000 kids doing Kiwi Kick programs. So, Michael, is the main reason for getting involved in terms of Kiwi Kick is in recruiting and talent at some stage that some of these guys will be able to come across and be picked up and, just help the talent base of Australian rules football? I mean, does anyone actually ever believe that there'll be a team coming out of New Zealand playing in the AFL?
Oh, look, I think a team playing out of New Zealand would be, a long, long, long way down the line, Kevin, if at any point in the future. But I'm sure the AFL New Zealand guys dream about that at some point. But, the talent program's developing. There's a talent combine over there at the moment. There's latent talent in New Zealand. There's no doubt about that. You're seeing some players that are already international rookie listed here in Australia with both St Kilda and Hawthorn. So, you're seeing some talent emerging. It's got a long way to go, Kevin. There's no doubt about that. But we all know what New Zealanders are like at sport and how much they love their sport. And I've got no doubt that the talent pool over there is very deep.
Okay. We're looking forward to the game. We're struggling to pick a winner out of the game, St Kilda and Carlton. They've both got major players out, Michael. But let's hope that they do get a good crowd there, because 22,000 the first year was a bumper crowd and one that they hope to build on. And since then, it has dwindled. But let's hope on the weekend, on Saturday, that they can get that crowd back up to around about 20,000. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Cheers,
Michael,
pal.
Michael Nettlefold, recently appointed as a board member to AFL New Zealand.